Greetings, everybody, and welcome to the Week 3 Term 1 Staff Podcast. I want to thank everybody and acknowledge the work that has been done during Week 2 of this term. Very difficult circumstances after the tragic death of Patrick Ryan. I just want to also note a range of things that happened during the week. Darren Marshall's funeral occurred on Thursday afternoon. It's no doubt that Cooper and Connor and their friends will require ongoing support during 2020. We'll need to make sure that the leadership team, and in particular the senior school staff, support those boys as best we possibly can throughout the year so that we get them to safe completion. The parent-teacher interviews on Wednesday night, I thought this is a really good experiment and something that we should consider doing in the future. Certainly needs to be some improvements in the process and advertising and rolling out of that, but I want to acknowledge that staff are working under extreme circumstances. But there are some learnings that we need to take from that, and we will. Thank you the staff that participated in those with a positive attitude and got as much information from families as they possibly could. There was also an incident at break time on Wednesday, and in particular lunchtime. Thank you to everybody who supported during this incident. It was quite confronting, particularly for the girls involved and their families, and there is some ongoing work going on around that during week three. But thank you for the cool heads of the vast majority of staff, in particular of the early ending of lunchtime and staff making sure that students safely got into their classroom post-lunch. I also want to acknowledge the bridge staff. They have taken the brunt of the student welfare throughout the week, particularly the 50 to 60 students who have been directly affected by Patrick's death. This model will require some change over the coming week as students start an official program in Bridge in the coming weeks through the normal referral process. So we'll need to make some changes to how we are supporting those students, both as a group but also one-on-one. I want to acknowledge the fact that the Bridge staff really picked up very short notice, and thank you to all four of those staff. And there was also some leader training with Simon Breakspear on Wednesday that had been put in the diary since last year. So hopefully those leaders that went to this follow-up training understand the models that Simon talks about, and we can use those models within faculties to further improve writing during this year. Moving on to the next week is going to be equally busy. The EAR representative, Andrew, who works for Benestar, will be back during the week. He rang in the later half of the week just to see how staff were travelling, but he is going to make his way over because I think there's a range of us that need that support from Benestar. So please look out for him and book a time in. He's well worth talking to and listening to. I've sought some extra support from the department via our education director on Friday, particularly for the 50 to 60 students directly affected by Patrick's passing. What that actually looks like, I'm not entirely sure, and there's some work that needs to be done on Monday about securing what it is that the department can do in the medium to long term for these young people. I want to also remind you that there will be a modified timetable for Friday afternoon to allow all of the staff and students who want to attend Patrick's funeral. So we will run a normal timetable up until the beginning of lunch, and then we'll allow students to go home early if they've got parental consent. I'm hoping that will be done in writing, and I plan to write to all families Monday morning to let them know of that change, and we'll make sure that people know that it's posted on Facebook and on our webpage as well. The Governing Council AGM is planned for this coming Wednesday, 7 o'clock in the staff room. We have a couple of staff reps who I hope will continue to represent you, but we're looking for new Governing Council representatives to complement those who have already made a commitment for another 12 months. And I'm in particular wanting new Year 8 families to step onto that committee. So if you've got anybody who you think would be worthwhile going on and showed some sort of interest, can you please let me know and we'll actually target those families before the meeting. There's also a sports day, Captain's Assembly Tuesday afternoon. Clive's already published the details for that, so make sure that you know where you stand with that. And the staff PDP process continues and moves into the next phase, so please make sure you're up to date with that and you've had conversations directly with your line manager, and we're getting those templates completed so that we can hand that into the exec team for review. Another massive week coming up. Again, thank you for everybody and their work in the past week. I hope you have a restful weekend as we forge ahead into week three. Liam Docking has supplied this week's joke, and here we go. Why do cows have hooves and not feet? The answer is because they lack toes. Have a lovely week, everybody.